Revolutionary suggestions. Hate the system. Love the people. The system pays people to put on uniforms and commit mass murder. Most soldiers will give up their evil ways and become productive members of society when the paychecks stop coming. Killing or incarcerating the soldiers of the system only makes the situation worse. Stopping the flow of cash to the deep state will force the evil ones to stop their nefarious activities. History indicates the fraudulent financial system will eventually crash and cut off the flow of funds to most of the system's soldiers. The challenge for the rational resistance is to help this process proceed smoothly with the least amount of pain for everyone involved. History indicates the authoritarian elites will moderate their behavior one way or another. One way is to convince the authoritarian elites to back off from crime. Another way is for us to get invaded because our society has become so dysfunctional it can't defend itself. Most people would prefer the one way. There are authoritarian elites and libertarian elites. All rich people are not part of the problem. There are authoritarian commoners and libertarian commoners. Changing the behavior of the authoritarians of all income levels will require an alliance between the libertarian elites and the libertarian commoners. It is the lower and middle classes that create most of the wealth that ends up in the possession of the elites. If we can disable the mechanisms that cause the imbalance in the income stream from poor people to wealthy people, the authoritarian elites will not be able to hire soldiers to carry out their insane operations. The income tax is apparently the most successful of the authoritarian wealth redistribution operations. Not only does the income tax provide a fat income stream, the income tax provides an excuse and a mechanism for all kinds of authoritarian mischief. If a substantial portion of taxpayers itemized their deductions, the IRS would cease to be such a fat cash cow, and the authoritarian elites would have to moderate their behavior. Or perhaps the central banking scam is a better target. People can disable the central bank by participating in the silver squeeze. If you buy silver, you're buying freedom. Freedom for yourself, freedom for your family, and freedom for your society. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.